That's good. Yay. Thank you, John. That's so good. It's always good to have you singing here. So everybody just take a breath. And so the talk title that I have today is We Look Far Away for Reality. And I think this title is very interesting. And it tells us how we've learned to look outside of ourselves when we ask the question, who am I? Where am I? How do I navigate this life? And there are no accidents that these questions and many more arise within us. And we rarely, if ever, find the answers outside of ourselves. I don't know about you, but I spent a long time looking outside myself. At least not answers that satisfied my soul. That place within us, that knows truth when it hears it. It's like, it's almost like, whoa. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get goosebumps when I hear a truth. And I go, that really touches me. And we hear it and we just know. Ernest Holmes says, our founder says, we must forget everything else and let our word be spoken with a deep inner realization. For the great presence of life is at the point of our consciousness. He said the great presence of life is at the point of our consciousness, and that is within us, and that's what we think and believe and what we say to ourselves. Our inner self knows that it knows. Anybody relate to that? Yes, good. A couple of you. The rest of you, hang in there. You're going to get it. See, because I believe it's up to each and every one of us to wake up. To wake up to our own divine self. And we wake up by how and what we say to ourselves on a regular basis. So we're going to have to listen. Well, wait a second. I'm getting ahead of myself. Just a minute. Let me change courses here. And let's get back to there are no accidents. This time of the year gives us so many opportunities to celebrate. To celebrate the light. And to remind us who we are. Notice, as I talk, there you are. The winter solstice. This year, when we celebrate the light and the coming together, it's very interesting that this year, it's all at the same time. The winter solstice is December 21st, and December 24th begins Hanukkah, which is also Christmas Eve, and Hanukkah begins the Jewish 8-day festival. And that 8-day festival of light celebrate nightly with the lighting of the menorah. And this celebration is of the miracle. They only had one day of oil. And so this celebration reminds the Jewish traditions that out of one day of oil, they got 8 days. And it is the celebration of their freedom from the Greeks. And so tonight, we have the winter solstice celebration. And we're going to have a wonderful time here that's going to bring in all of this essence of the light. Because the return of the light that happens on December 21st at 8:48 p.m., mark your calendars, that's on the West Coast here. All of these coincidences, it doesn't always occur like this. with the pagan practice of also bringing in the greenery indoors to celebrate and have a feast. And yesterday I listened to Matt Kahn, who I like to listen to because he's a spiritual teacher and an empathic healer. And this season of celebrating the light, Matt asked each of us to declare for ourselves, I am the light I am. There are no accidents that all of this comes at the same time, no matter what tradition you celebrate, no matter what's going on. I am the light I am. Would you like to repeat that? I am the light I am. Let's say it again. I am the light I am. This is a key for each one of us, a key to our life and living fully resides within each one of us. And when we keep looking out there for the answers or the solutions, we're going to get lost in it. And so when we say, I am the light I am gives value to each and every one of us and gives value to you, and the insight and a sense of purpose is revealed. And we get to personally connect to our own divine self. It's ours to claim and to discover. And this time of year is so important with all the lights that are shining everywhere, that we put on our house, that we put on our trees, that we bring greenery in. So we're celebrating everything. I am the light I am. And here's a little known fact, that the Christians decided that there was really no coincidence that we celebrate Christmas on the 25th, because the Christians decided that they wanted to kind of be included in the pagan rituals. They wanted to be included in the birth of the sun, which is what the solstice is celebrating. And they wanted to be included in around the Hebrew celebration of Hanukkah. And so they decided that if we called it the day of the birth of the sun, then that must be the time that Christ was born. So we'll make it the 25th. And that's why we have everything lined up. So December 25th was chosen at that time because they wanted to get in on the celebrations. History has wisdom. However, the true insight comes from within each one of us. Within each one of us, we must let the flickering lights and the bells and the sounds and the beauty. I don't know if you noticed this morning, but everything was white with the frost. This time of the year, for all of us to talk to that part in us, to never be afraid. Never be afraid to stand up and be the light. I am the light I am, is where it all begins, where we start from. Because you see, at this time of the year, it's so valuable for us to stop and say, what is this all about? What am I really wanting? Next week, we're going to really work with bringing that Christ consciousness, that awakening self within. Because even Jesus said in John 12, again, Jesus spoke to them and saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but he shall find for himself the light of life. He didn't say you have to follow me. He said, but if you follow in the way that I am teaching, you too will find that light within you. I believe this season asks all of us, It asks all of us to awaken to our divine self, to open the door and say, yes, I am the light I am, and claim that uniqueness within us. I invite each of us to join the solstice celebration this afternoon, this evening, so that you can come together in your community and begin that sound that heals, and allow the sounds of the drums and the singing to awaken that within you that is ever desiring to be awakened. I am the light I am. Because you see, more than anything, the world today needs your light, needs you to know beyond whatever is going on that you are the light. So let's together come together tonight. I'm going to be here because I don't have to do anything. I get to sit there and make sounds and noises and let everything come together and awaken you tonight, so that as we move through the holiday celebrations, we don't just celebrate Christmas or our families or the lights on our trees. We celebrate the light and the life that lives within us. I am the light. The light I am. I am the light. The light I am. No one else can tell you this but you. So let's awaken our unique expression, our divine self. Give ourselves the gift of Christmas. Give ourselves the gift of light. Stay open. Keep repeating it. I am the light I am. I am the light I am. I am the light I am. I guarantee you something will happen. Good. Merry Christmas. Let's take that into prayer. So we just stay open and available and allowing the fullness and the richness of Spirit, that I call God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, is everywhere present. It is in the seen and it is in the unseen. There is only one life, and that life is uniquely expressing in and through and as my very being. For I recognize in this moment that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And as I know it within myself, I know it with each one here. And those family members, those people that need our prayers that are not with us this day, are equally blessed and equally in the light and the love and the glory of God. The hearts of the world are surrounded by whatever faith, by whatever celebration they are in. There is a sense of unity and harmony. I am the light I am. And we call it forth this day in a greater way. And where there's a need for a healing, where there's a heavy heart, we know and accept that right where you are, right where the difficulty is, that there is a greater truth beyond that condition, beyond that situation. And we allow ourselves to be lifted up beyond the condition and to see for the truth and to open to receive a greater truth. I'm knowing and accepting that there's a powerful thing happening here from this moment until the new year. And we welcome it. We open to it. We make ourselves available and receptive. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us. We are blessed and we are alive in the fullness and richness of the light that lives within us. We let it shine. And if you agree with anything I've said here today, please join me in saying, and we let it be so, and so it is. Amen.